We're very happy to welcome the Scottish band Big Country to the Cafe. The band reunited in 2007 for a 25th anniversary tour after the 2001 death of founder and singer Stuart Adamson. And since 2010, they've been actively touring and recording. The band's 12th and most recent album is called The Journey and came out in the U.S. on April 30th. Adamson was a hard man to replace, and lead vocals have been ably handled by Mike Peters, lead singer of the band The Alarm. This interview was during a special producer's session on stage at World Cafe Live, and it began with this song, Chance.
Oh, Lord, where did the Thank you.
Big Country are live in the World Cafe today, and that going back to the amazing album, The Crossing, from 1983. That is Chance. I should introduce this band because there's a story, I think, in almost every member of the band playing live today. The original drummer from Big Country, Mark Brzezinski.
Woo! Yo.
And Bruce Watson,
the
original co-founder of the band, here with us playing guitar.
Thank you very much.
On bass, newcomer to this band, but not to rock and roll by any means, from Simple Minds, Derek Forbes is on bass.
Thank you.
And wearing the kilt today as well.
As a true Scotsman may have had.
Representing, indeed. Now, if you take a look at the guitarist here, if you're really, you might notice a family resemblance. You might be wondering what's going on today.
He looks nothing like Mark Brzezinski.
I'm the milkman's.
Jamie Watson on the other guitar.
Hello there, thank you very much.
Bruce's son. And on lead vocals, a man you may well recognize, taking over some big shoes of Stuart Adamson, as this is the first album since Stuart's death that Big Country have put out, this new one called The Journey. But what an able, perfect voice for this band. Mike Peters.
Welcome back, thank you.
Mike Peters from The Alarm, who are still with us as well. Now, Mike, I would like to get your perspective on making this new record, because you had to write songs that for this band, which Stuart always wrote before, and he had a real way. And what was it like for you to write this album?
Well, first of all, there's a preconception that goes with most bands that the singer writes all the songs, but with Big Country, the songs began as instrumentals from within the band, like the song Chance we've just played. That started as a piano line that was created by Mark Brzezinski and seized upon by Stuart. And Stuart would take the finished music away that he'd create with all his bandmates, and then he'd think about the lyrics at the last element. And so I felt it was very important in my position to allow that natural flow to still continue. And so I spent a lot of time listening to the music being created in another room while they were getting on with the tunes and the melodies. And it was like listening to a film soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And the film soundtrack would suggest words, and they would be the words, the same words I felt that Stuart would be receiving as he listened to the music as well. And then you take those back into the band and let them naturally come. So it's very important to me that the music from Big Country was drawn from the same creative well that was pulled up when they were making The Crossing.
I talk to a lot of people who talk about that, how words come to them from this creative wellspring. Are you a believer of that?
Well, yeah, nobody knows where they come from, you know. I remember writing a song once for The Alarm called No Frontiers, and I got the melody while I was stood in a queue with Bob Dylan to go through a Canadian border, and I think God missed Bob and got me instead.
Bruce, what's it like for you to... I read some about how you guys would actually make all the riffs and come up with the chord structure and a lot of the structure of the songs, and then have a new lyricist. And talk a little bit about how Mike came into this band, because...
Well, it kind of happened a few years ago. Basically, the three remaining members of Big Country, Mark, Tony and myself, got asked to do this charity show in England. And it was only meant to be for one concert, two songs, and the first person I thought of was Mike. And Mike said, yeah, let's do it. But the concert actually fell through. But we thought, well, we were going to do that. We'll probably not do it anyway. And it was our 30th anniversary of the first album coming up. And so we thought, well, all the fans were writing into the website and saying you should get together and do this album. So we went out and did that, and we accidentally found ourselves writing new songs on the road. In between sound check and gigs, you know, you can either go back to your hotel and be lazy and watch TV. But we decided to get productive, and, you know, there's guitars lying about everywhere, and we just started writing songs. So it was a happy accident that we got here.
But Stuart, in some ways, kind of passed the torch to Mike anyway before he died.
Yeah, kind of. Obviously, Mike and The Alarm came out on the last two tours that we did. Mike came out, you came out as a solo performer, didn't you, on the penultimate one? Yep. And The Alarm came out in the last one, and Stuart was kind of, he changed his life. He had moved out to Nashville and was wanting to go down a country sort of route. And he'd always said, you know, like, you guys should just carry on with Mike, you know, and, you know, instead of the band falling apart, carry on with Mike, you know. But obviously after Stuart passed away, like we just decided, you know, we're not going to go with it. We had a rehearsal, and it worked out fine, but just because of circumstances and also other people's schedules, we just decided let's just leave it for a while, you know.
Big Country are our guests today on the Cafe, and they have a new album called The Journey. And Mike Peters, tell us a little bit about the title track. You guys said you could do that one.
Well, the journey is it's not a title by accident. It's something that every Big Country fan, everybody who loved Stuart Adamson, and everybody who loved the band, knew the band, they have to make that journey, especially in the tragic circumstances that Stuart departed. And whenever you start to interact with Big Country again, it means crossing the line of, are you ready for this? Are you going to be part of it? Are you ready for the emotion that's going to come? And we decided to write a song that kind of soundtracked that journey for the fans. It became a soundtrack for ourselves as well as the entire audience and anyone who's ever been touched by Big Country's music since it first came into the world. Well, making the journey tonight is Mr. Derek Forbes from Glasgow, Scotland. Making the journey for Big Country, as he has always done from The Crossing to 2013. On the drum kit, Mr. Mark Brzezicki. And making the journey on the World Cafe from Dunfermline, Scotland, man literally born into the band. Playing guitar tonight, Mr. Jamie Watson. The man who started the band from Dunfermline, Scotland, Bruce Watson.
Sometimes say Bruce Watson. Sometimes you gotta make the journey.
This is the song that is most dedicated of all the music and the words of the journey for Stuart Adamson. This is dedicated to everything he had to endure as a human being and all the sacrifices he made to allow us to be Big Country in 2013. And this is a song called Hurt.
You'd have to carry such a heavy load.
We're live at World Cafe Live, and somehow our applause sounds anemic next to this incredible sound coming from Big Country on stage here at World Cafe Live, and music from the new album called The Journey. Wanted to talk about The Crossing, and one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it is we did a series where we had producer Steve Lillywhite talk about all the albums he'd produced, and he talked about 10 or 12 records, and one of the, it was either the second or the third one, he really wanted to talk about The Crossing because it was one of his favorite productions, and I asked him about how he made the record sound so huge, and he talked about doing some single drums or double tracking the drums, and I wasn't really sure what he meant. And Mark, do you remember that?
We did live takes with the entire kit as a performance, but for production value on Fields of Fire, Steve kind of challenged me and said, you know, what about doing the hi-hat separate? We were in Rack Studios, which was it's an old room with an old desk, and it had a wonderful acoustic sound. So it was we were kind of new in kind of producing separate things to be placed on the record on that particular song. Not the whole album's not done like that, but Fields of Fire and I think 12-inch version of Wonderland, we were breaking the kit up. But the room was such a fantastic sound, not only for the guitars, you know, the actual timbre in the room, but for the drum kit, Steve was experimenting with Mike and the drum kit way away to let the room breathe, you know, rather than having this big gated drum sound that became synonymous to the 80s. Big Country was pretty much a natural sound that Steve Lillywhite created. And I think people cottoned on to that. Other drummers were starting to do that as well. But we were one of the first with Steve's pioneering work of getting that big sound by looking at the drums, not just as a performance, but you know, identifying each sound.
How did you feel about the whole process? Were you being, you know, the first album like that, were you reticent to go in with a producer, or were you happy to have somebody kind of take over?
No, what kind of happened was we'd actually done most of the album previous to that with Chris Thomas, but there was no continuity there because he could only work with us at the weekends, and he was going away out to Montserrat to work with Elton John, so we would have to go away for a week, then come back 2 weeks later and finish off a track. And the A&R guy at the record company just kind of thought, well, it's taking too long, but there's no continuity here. So we went in with Steve Lillywhite with the intention of just doing one single only, which was Fields of Fire. And it worked out great. So Steve said, listen, I've got some stuff to do with you too, but after that, I'll be free. Let's do the album. And that's how it came about, basically.
One of the things he indicated when we were talking to him about it was how much bigger that album was in the UK than the album was here, in a way. I'm saying that because in a big country, the song just like took over here. And he says that was MTV. He says it was your video.
I think the video helped as well, definitely. But because In a Big Country got released in Europe first, we kind of had to do that. And you know, we were desperate to come out to America, and it's like, well, you're going out, but, you know, maybe not for another few months. You've still got these contracts to fulfill in Europe. That's how it was kind of bigger in Britain and Europe.
Well, the first couple of albums certainly are just absolute classics. And I got to say, The Journey sounds pretty good to my ears. So
thank you.
Congratulations on this one. Can you do in a Big Country?
No, we can mime it.
Oh!
Of course we'll do it. Mark, can you play the drums too in a Big Country?
Truth with me.
Live on the World Cafe, give it up for Big Country.
Thank you. Thank you.
America. Stay alive.
Big Country, our guest. The new album is called The Journey. Thanks to our audience of World Cafe special producers. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.